This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And with us this morning, Dr. Bud Pierce, Republican candidate for governor. Dr. Pierce, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I know a busy time in the campaign. How do you feel like things are going right now?
Well, it feels good. You know, lots of enthusiasm amongst our supporters. Any real polling that we have has us anywhere from a couple to up to 10% ahead. There's only one poll that matters, though, and that's going to be May 17th. So we're running as if we're dead last, and we're going to find out what the voters of Oregon decide. And I'm comfortable and looking forward to their decision.
And I know with so many candidates running, that has really spread things out. Some polling I've seen indicates a lot of people are still unsure which way they're going in this race.
I understand that. I think a lot of people honestly haven't thought as much about it as people who are interested in politics. And a lot of times decisions are made after the ballots arrive at home, and they'll do their homework, look at websites, talk to their friends and neighbors, and we'll let them decide.
So what do you think, for someone who's already considering the ballot, which is coming in a few days, what do you think you bring to the table?
Oh, I bring someone who can just get things done. You know, there are actually a lot of professional politicians that have entered the fray. I'm sitting here in front of my medical computer, and I'm doing politics today, and I'm doing medicine, but I'm absolutely not a politician. I think people need to think about me that you know, I'm a janitor's kid, and I've worked very hard and with drive and motivation become one of the leading medical oncologists in Oregon and in the nation. I have with my partners built a tremendous medical business that's gone from really a $1 million gross revenue to $150 million from 6 to 250 employees at a time that private practice has gone away. And we've done that with private practice with drive and motivation. And I've personally invested and raised millions of dollars for causes for people that need help in our society. So I'm actually relatively quiet. I don't like to talk about myself. I don't like to talk about things that voters need to know. I'm an absolute doer with drive and motivation. And if they elect me as governor, I'm going to make their lives way better.
Talk about your background in terms of getting interested on the political side of things.
It just, you know, I was involved medically in politics as an advocate for patients and doctors, and I've done that for more than 20 years, and I saw the people leading us, and I saw the problems that weren't being solved, and it convinced me that the time is now for someone who frankly enters the political process, because that's how you get elected as a governor. You can't do it outside of politics, but enters again to get things done, to solve problems, and to take all the skills of my entire life and bring them to bear for the benefit of Oregon citizens. Again, to make Oregon citizens' lives great, and that's really what it's about.
If you get through the primary process and are elected governor, what are you going to do in the early weeks?
Oh, well, right away, if you get elected governor, you start working. At that time, as I wrap up my medical practice, I'll be getting ready to govern. And I need to get people who are highly competent leaders lined up to take over the agencies of Oregon. That's how the government impacts their vision on the state. And to get state government working for the people and with the people and making people's lives better. Lots of outreach to political leaders throughout the state, because this is a team effort, and no one's going to go. You're not running for emperor, you're running for governor, and you got to get people aligned, and you just have to come up with what you can agree on. And I haven't heard any disagreements that Oregon shouldn't have safe streets and protection of public and private property. I haven't heard any argument against getting the homeless off the streets once and for all into lives of meaning and contribution. I haven't heard any argument against much better education and training, much higher quality. And I haven't heard anything against having a better business climate, and I haven't heard anything against developing that natural resource-based economy using our timber, mineral extraction for electric cars. If people want that, we need to do it in Oregon, and we need to grow food, and we just have a lot of work to do. So those are the things we can agree on. There will be some disagreements how to get there, but I'm going to keep the focus on getting the job done, and we're going to have input from many sources, but it's going to be done.
And there's been a lot of polarization in the legislature. How would you address that as governor?
Again, it's making friends with the legislators. I'm not against any person who will agree to the vision that I outlined. And again, I haven't heard anyone argue against that vision, whether they be an appointed official or an elected official. And to remind people that their job, Their primary job is to serve the people of Oregon by solving problems. And we're not so interested in the next election, the next election, the next election. Actually, I'm not interested at all if I get elected. I'm interested in problem solving. I'll work with people. I won't tear them down. I won't look to score political point advantages over them. I won't. My goal will be simply to serve the Oregon people and to let people know that, and they'll see it through my action. And I believe that that way of leadership, which has served me so well in my entire life, will get people of all different backgrounds and thoughts and ideas on the team and get the problem solved.
What do you think the budget priorities should be for the state? What adjustments would you like to make?
Well, you know, you have right now, you have the budget priorities that you're dealing with, and a lot of the budget is, locked into what we're currently doing, which is health and human services. Education is the number one state budget item. Corrections is another big part of that budget. What we need to do, though, is we need to get a lot more value out of that money. You know, we have processes that date back decades. We need to simplify. We need to streamline. We need to allow employees to retire and leave by attrition and not replace them necessarily so that money can be freed up. So, again, we can address the issues of public safety, lots more resources, lots more law enforcement. We're going to have to provide aid to the cities and counties to do that. Tremendous much more effort in, again, transforming homeless people from lives of desperation and suffering to contribution. And again, the school improvement acts. So again, what we need to do is find the money within the system. We have plenty of taxation. We have plenty of revenue. We have to free up dollars that we're wasting now and get them put into these programs, and we're going to be successful.
Just a minute left here on the Morning Conversation. As you go around the state and talk to folks, what are some of the common things you're hearing from different parts of Oregon in terms of changes people want to see made?
Well, it's absolutely about public safety and crime and the homeless situation. That is overwhelming. I don't care if I go to the smallest hamlet in Oregon to the, you know, to Portland. That's on everyone's mind. And obviously now the cost of living, you know, we have created an incredibly high cost of living situation with inflation. Our contribution to this is a bottlenecks in production of goods and services in our state. Those bottlenecks need to be taken off. Our contribution is artificially driving up the cost of building housing through policy decisions, not acts of God. Those need to be taken down. We have to make sure that every public policy decision does not have any negative impact on people's cost of living, because if your whole life is spent on the necessities of life, you're basically a third world citizen living in a first world country. You don't have any freedom. You don't have any budget. You can't enjoy life. So extraordinarily important aspect to take on is lowering the cost of living. That includes housing, medicine, education, and training. And those things are way too high in our state, and those need to be brought down, and we're going to bring them down.
All right, out of time for now, but Republican candidate for governor, Dr. Bud Pierce, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you very much, and have a great day.
8:46, Morning Conversation on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.